1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America, a new way to live. New health, it's about choices, about what you do every single day. So many people think that it's all hung on genetics, but the reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And our lifestyle choices have been proven to be one of the number one factors that we can do to influence our health for the good or for the bad. And starting off with that, I want to talk just about how now, of course, studies are saying, which they've been saying for a long time, that you don't want to skip breakfast, especially if you have diabetes. Why? Because it can actually help fight diabetes. A new study found that overweight or obese women who skip breakfast but eat lunch have significantly higher insulin levels than those who eat both meals. A person's insulin level naturally rises after eating, but those who skip breakfast may be at a higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So if you're hard-pressed for time in the morning, here's a few quick breakfast tips. Now, one of my favorites is to actually have a shake in the morning for breakfast. I do this myself, and I promote it within a lot of our system and coaching systems, because most people tend to skip breakfast, or they do the old-fashioned bowl of cereal. Rarely do you find someone, and I know you're out there, but rarely do you find someone that gets up and fixes the eggs and does all that and does all the cleaning up and all. So it does take some time. Now, you can hard-boiled eggs. A lot of people take those with them on the way to work. That's a great way to go. But breakfast means break the fast. And so you've already been sleeping 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever it might be for you. But still, it's a period of time where you don't have any nutrients. So the body's been in a fasting mode. When you fast, there's a hormone that gets released from the adrenal glands called cortisol. And when cortisol gets released, of course, it stores body fat and destroys muscle tissue, and it's not very easy on the brain cells. So really not a good thing. So when you break the fast, you have breakfast, and you get blood sugar levels back in a good range, what happens is it stops the cortisol process and really helps where they need to be. And so when it comes down to cortisol levels and it comes down to maintaining them, you want to first get up and have breakfast. Now, I like the shake or the smoothie because it's liquid. It gets right into your system. It's easy to make, and there's no excuses. So, for example, if you say to me, well, I just don't have time. When I get up in the morning, I just don't have time. I grab a cup of coffee, I grab a bagel or a donut, and I'm out the door. I'm in a hurry to work. I like sleeping a little bit extra, those extra 10 or 15 minutes. And I really like to get going. Well, I would say to you that there's always time. And so if you get up and you make a meal replacement shake in the morning, you can use an organic meal replacement, 1 or 2 scoops of that, a bowl of fresh berries, some filtered water, and put that together. You can add some kale with it and also get your greens. And it takes literally 2 minutes to mix all that together in the blender, drink it down, and you're out the door. Or pour it in a big cup and take it with you. But that's one of my favorite things to do. Why? Because you can control your nutrients, you can get whole food nutrients, and you can put everything in there, and it can do it quickly, so there's really no excuses. Now, like I said, there's some other ways to get your breakfast, even if you're hard-pressed. You can just make one big batch of hard-boiled eggs and keep those in a bucket in the refrigerator, and you can take those on your way to work, eat 2 or 3 of those, and have maybe an apple or an orange with it to get your carbohydrates. Oatmeal is always good as well. Add a little bit of fruit to it. I think if you're going to do oatmeal, though, this is one of my favorite little tricks, is I add protein powder to the oatmeal. So what I do is I put the oatmeal in, And this is gluten-free oatmeal, by the way. I put the oatmeal in the bowl, and I'll take water, filtered water, mix it with the protein powder, and pour that in and heat that up. And it becomes protein-powdered oatmeal. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's pretty gross. Well, actually, it tastes pretty good. And especially if you have chocolate, it's like a chocolate oatmeal mix. It's really, really good. So I encourage you to try it. Plus, it's easy and it's quick. And you can eat it on the way or fix it when you get to work. You can throw it in whenever you have to do it. I'm not a big fan of microwaves, but if you have to do it, I mean, it's better than skipping breakfast. So, again, do that. Other is cottage cheese. If you can get a good source of that, organic is my favorite, of course. And you can fill that up with a little bit of protein because of the cheese is loaded with it. And also you can add in some fruits like pineapple or berries. And it makes a quick little snack. So there's some great little tips that you can use in the morning to not skip breakfast. But I encourage you not to. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're maximizing your blood sugar levels. You're maximizing everything you have. And that you regulate cortisol levels and get your day started right. It's proven not only for blood sugar levels, but it's proven also for weight loss to make sure that you get up, blunt those cortisol levels, get the nutrients that your body needs, and it will start your metabolism like a fast engine for the day. So just a little tip there kicking off. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can call me right now or go to the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Going to the phones and going to Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I've been battling a lot of different things. I'm pretty unhealthy.
Okay.
I've been, I'm morbidly obese, and I had diabetes, and atrial fibrillation was my big thing. But I've had it for about 15 years, and I've had it controlled with medication. I have arthritis in my knees really, really bad, and mm-hmm. I use a power chair. And last fall, well, for about 3 years, I've battled cellulitis on my leg and had kind of some open wounds and things. Then I started getting some congestive heart failure, and so it was hard. I couldn't lay down in bed at night. You know, I had to sit up. I couldn't sleep laying down. And so that was causing problems. And last fall, I had a big ulcer develop on my heel, and I went to the hospital, and then I was in the nursing home for almost 3 months. And because I couldn't put any weight on the foot, but in that 3 months I lost like 140 pounds.
That's great.
And I went off all of my medications when I got out of the nursing home in January. Went off everything, especially the diabetes medication was first in November. They took me off of it, and then eventually I got to where I wasn't on any, and my heart was doing okay in January, and then it started coming back again, and I've been battling the AFib and congestive heart failure and fluid, you know, retaining fluid.
But now you let me make this right. So you've lost all this weight, but now your heart is still, you're still off the medications, or did you get back on everything?
I was off medications until about March, and then my AFib started back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, going to the break, talking with Beverly. Beverly's got a host of issues going on. She actually, with diabetes and AFib and some other issues, congestive heart failure, went into a nursing home for a few months, about 3 months, lost quite a bit of weight, over 100 pounds, came out of the nursing home off most of her medications, but now you're back on the medications, I think is what you're telling me. But your heart is in worse condition now than it was before. Is that right?
Well, yeah. It's about the AFib we haven't been able to get it to convert back to normal. It's controlled pretty much, but I'm still, you know, I have it most all the time. Mm-hmm. And then the congestive heart failure, that's the big thing. I'm having trouble retaining fluid.
Well, we don't want to go back to the nursing home, even though it was probably good for the weight loss. We need to figure out a way to do that outside of the home, wouldn't you say?
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah, definitely. So what is the game plan at this point? What are the physicians telling you, and what is your own personal game plan?
Well, I'm trying to maintain the weight loss and eat healthier. I've been trying to eat.
What does the word try mean? I don't understand that word. Does that mean you are doing it or you're not doing it? You're doing one or the other.
I'm eating healthier than I was, but I'm
okay.
Not where I should be.
Okay, so that means... Okay, so what do we need to change? What's the next step for you?
Well, I was wondering, you know, what things would help with retaining fluid. That's kind of a big problem right now.
Okay, I'm sure the physicians have you on a diuretic. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, is that working okay or not really?
Well, it's doing pretty well. I was still having some trouble with it. They've had to increase it somewhat, but I've also had a little bit of problem with kidney function.
Because of the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I go, I've been in and out of the hospital about 3 or 4 times since March, and they pull off about 35 to 45 pounds of fluid.
So are you back on the medications as far as diabetes and all that goes?
No, not taking the
diabetes.
The diabetes has stayed away.
Okay, that's great.
Just,
what about exercise? Are they telling you to be careful and that sort, and just to be cautious?
Well, I'm taking physical therapy because, I'm a teacher and I have a power chair because of the arthritis and neuropathy that I had. And so I'm working on trying to get back. I could walk a little bit in the fall, but I can't really walk at all now. I'm working on standing some and trying to get where I can walk a little bit again.
What is your height and weight right now, Beverly?
I'm 5'8", and when I got out of the hospital last time, it was 269.
Okay. Can you swim? Do you ever go like to a YMCA and swim? Are you able to do that? It's easy on the joints?
No, I'm allergic to chlorine really bad, and I just suffocate in the indoor pool.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So we need to get you out to a lake.
Yeah.
Get you out of the chlorine.
Yeah, right. Well, I can do like in an outdoor pool in the summertime and stuff. My sister had a pool, and I used to do that.
What does your diet look like right now? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, let's see. I've been trying to eat just like meat and fruit and vegetables for breakfast.
What did you eat today for breakfast? Not what you've been trying to do. What did you have today for breakfast and lunch?
Really kind of skipped breakfast today.
Okay, so you skipped it today, and what did you have for lunch?
And for lunch, I had some lean beef and rice-a-roni mixture that I had from yesterday, leftovers on that, and some Bing cherries. And then for dinner I had a lean butterfly pork chop with some potatoes and And some more cherries.
Well, the cherries are fine. Here's the deal. If you're going to really take responsibility for your health right now, you got heart issues going on, you got your physicians working with you, but they're kind of saying, well, let's just watch and see or wait and watch, which is pretty common to do when they've got things as stable as they know how to get it. You've got to really focus on you and start making some pretty radical decisions. One thing is you never skip breakfast, ever, under any circumstance, because the days of just kind of doing what you want, those days are over when you're the size that you are and you're dealing with congestive heart failure. So it's kind of like those days of just kind of trying to do something. Try doesn't work, okay? Try means nothing. It's either do or don't. And making a decision that you want to get well, that you want to go to this next level in your health and your life, and maybe they're telling you, the physicians are telling you, we don't really know what's going to happen. So great, take everything into your own hands and say, you know, I'm just kind of sick of where I am. It doesn't take a nursing home to go hang out in the hospital type setting to lose the weight. It needs to happen at your own pace with your own lifestyle choices, where no one else, where you're controlling your own environment, I guess is the best way to put it. So think about this. Never skip breakfast. You always want to make sure you're getting those good lean quality proteins. You don't have to do meat all the time. For protein sources, you can do eggs, which are really good. Make sure you do the whole egg. Fats are not going to make you fat. Actually, fats like almonds and walnuts, cashews, those sorts of things are going to help you lose body fat because of the way they affect the overall metabolism, the metabolic rate, and with the hormone systems. Now, the other key of it is your carbohydrate sources. Keep the fruits on the low side, vegetables on the high side, and do get fats. Five small meals a day, and don't miss. Those small meals are not going to make you gain weight. It's been proven by many different studies that it helps to rev up the metabolism, helps it work. Plenty of water of what your doctors will let you do. I know in CHF, they're a little concerned about too much water intake because of the fluid that can build up. So be cautious with that and follow what they tell you. And exercise at your pace is usually good, 5 to 6 days a week, but keep it at short duration and keep me posted. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, whatever you're struggling with, it doesn't matter. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Your choices that you make every single day can and will determine the kind of health you have tomorrow. So you have to make the choice and decision. It's up to you. And that's what's so interesting, I think, personally, about health, and I've always been fascinated with it. It's not something that I just recently got into. I mean, literally, as a teenager, just was fascinated with in science and just with the body and how it worked. And the amazing thing to me was, of course, then was working out and exercising and being an athlete, that whole thing. But what I thought was really, really interesting about it was how you could change your body. Okay? And to, you know, a 17-year-old kid, you know, putting muscles on for me, being an athlete, was kind of a big deal. But the fact that I could eat eggs and drink protein powder and eat more vegetables and go to the gym and work out and then get bigger and stronger was, like, pretty amazing. And, you know, you just see the transformation. And the older I got, of course, the more educated I got, doctors and whatnot, I realized and started working with people's health that, to me, the amazing thing is that, okay, not just the physical appearance of how you look, but what can happen on the inside? And so many people that struggle with not only just maybe emotional eating, or they've gained too much weight, or they've gone through just tough things in life, They're taking four different medications, and now they get to a point where they're in their 40s maybe or early 50s, and they say, well, what happened in my 20s when I was living really healthy? And they want to get back to that. And I just get so encouraged for people to watch them change. On this show, that's what we're about. It's about transformation. It's about seeing you go from where you are now to where you want to be and where you need to be. And knowing that if you're where you are now and you need some little fine-tuning, that you can get there too. But it comes down to your choices. I can't do it for you. Your doctor can't do it for you. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to make the change. No one else can do that. And at the end of the day, if you're willing to make the changes and you're willing to put in the work, then your body can change, it can shift, and it can go to the next level. Go to the website, healthcoachradio.com, if you've got questions or information you want to shoot to me. And also our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show. Of course, you can find that there at the website. But now we're going to the phones to talk to Logan. Hi, Logan.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Good. I have a question. This might sound minor compared to other things you've been asking. People have been asking me all night. But I'm in my early 20s, and I've been about maybe 2 months ago, I started noticing I was, you know, losing my hair, just different parts of the top of my head, really. And so I went to the dermatologist, and he told me he didn't think it was balding at first. And he told me, you know, offhand, I can't think of what they call it. It was like teratogenic, something like that, where you just can lose it from stress. And so I kind of started to just, after, you know, getting a shower and everything, just kind of pat my head down instead of fully drying it. And that kind of caused a lot of irritation on the skin on top. And, you know, I had to start drying it like crazy. And then started noticing because of that, I started losing a lot more hair because of it. And I also just kind of two questions. I was just seeing is there anything like you say to take or anything like that that would help maybe get the hair to grow back? In case it is, or if it's not balding, no pattern balding, whatever. And then also, just another just quick question. Is there anything in particular you would recommend, like if, you know, you shave your head that can kind of almost kill hairs so it just, you know, makes it look right, makes it look even and everything? Yeah.
All right, so if I've got this right, first thing you want to know is, can you do anything to preserve the hair? Second thing you want to know is, if you were to shave your head, can you make it look not like there's a big shadow all over your head? Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, because especially because I'm young, and it's kind of also a little frustrating, you know.
All right. Yeah. Well, I get it. I really do get it. I'm a guy, and I totally get it. So, well, here's the deal. This is what's out there right now. Okay, here are your options. Okay, first and foremost, if it is alopecia, That's the whole technical term. And if it's being caused by stress, you know, it can be multitude of things. If it's emotional stress, physical stress, whatever it is, any stress to the body can cause the hair to fall out. Could be thyroid condition. Did they check you for that? Make sure there's no thyroid issues?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Did they check you for thyroid issues to see if there's a thyroid condition?
Yeah, he told me didn't think it was any condition, anything like that. He just, you know, dealing with, like, a move and stuff like that, he told me that it could, you know, cause, you know, it to fall out due to stress and everything. Yeah.
Stress can cause it. So there's a drug you can use called Propecia. He talked to you about that?
He didn't mention, like, taking anything at first, just because he said it could grow back really, you know, in the next, like, I want to say it was like a 10-month period, but then, you know, then it kept on going, and now it's just like, okay, you know, what do I do now, you know?
Yeah, I get it. There's a drug out called Propecia, okay, and it what it does, it can help regrow hair. It does it at a very slight level, and what it'll do is it'll actually let you hold on to the hair you have. But here's the deal. It lowers testosterone levels, so there's a trade-off. And Rogaine, of course, has been around for, you know, what, 15, 20 years. It's a liquid minoxidil that you spray it under the scalp and you massage it in, and it can help preserve the hair follicles themselves. But again, and it can even regrow some hair, but it's more like peach fuzz. It's not like it regrows real thick, full hair. There's a byproduct of testosterone called DHT. Okay, it's called dihydrotestosterone, and that one component does two things. It's a very potent form of testosterone, and it can cause the prostate to swell, number one, which you don't have to worry about right now, and it can cause hair loss, massive hair loss with men. So there is an herb that you can look into called nettle root. And nettle root has been used for a long time to help block the effects of DHT. And so the nettle root might be a help for, you know, some of the hair loss issue. But if you're going to go, those are some of the basics, okay, that as far as medications go, some more of the natural routes that you can go and look into can be helpful for hair loss. But, I mean, there's definitely no silver bullet, or if there were just this one pill or whatever, then, you know, this whole issue with all the hair restoration surgeries and all that wouldn't be as big as it is. And that's another option. You know, there's the hair restoration method like the Bosley and all that crew out there that does it, and they get good results. But again, if it's stress-induced, that means that there's an issue going on. Sometimes even fungal issues can come in and cause issues with hair loss. So, I mean, there's a lot of could-bes. You know, that's something your doctor's going to have to get in and figure out and do all the details to figure out what's going on. Now, if you're going to shave your head, really there's no trick to it. I've got a lot of buddies that shave them, athlete friends, that shave their head. And the reality is you just... You got to shave it down to stubble, and then you lather it up with a cream, and you take this razor, and you pretty much go for it. But it is about keeping it moisturized and keeping it too much out of the sun. That's a big deal. So there's no special cream or anything like that. I did see one time in an article that I did here on the show, they were talking about guys that shave their heads, and they use some of the organic. There's like an organic tanning cream that can blend in the color of your scalp and help with that. But again, you know, we don't do a lot of that. I don't read and see a lot of that. But I can tell you that I've seen that one thing before that could probably help. I would ride it out, though. I mean, if it is short-term and it is stress-related, then the probability of it coming back, if the dermatologist said that, pretty strong. I mean, that's what they see all the time. So... You know, if you can't really manage the stress because life is just kind of happening, then it's more of a wait and see kind of deal. And you want to focus on getting good nutrition. Don't forget that. Remember, we're looking a lot at the outside. Don't forget what happens on the inside is what shows itself on the outside. So you want to make sure you're getting plenty of good lean quality proteins, because if your diet's horrible, then, you know, no matter what we're dealing with, skin, hair, nails, insides, whatever it is, body fat, nothing's going to happen very well with the body if you're not getting the right nutrients in. So low inflammatory-based diet and plenty of lean-quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and your good healthy fats, your almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados, and then your lean or your low-glycemic carbohydrates. All those, like fruits and vegetables, are really, really important so your body gets the nutrients that it needs. Make sure you're getting plenty of vitamins and minerals through your foods. If not, get a good multivitamin and multimineral, because, of course, that's going to help along with others with the strength of the hair. A couple other tricks. One is called silica. It's a mineral you can get in a supplement form that's great for the integrity of the hair. And don't wash your hair as much. I did have a hairstylist one time gave me some really good advice that if you just wash your hair about every 3 days and let the natural oils stay in the scalp, you know, you still wash it with water, but you let the natural oil stay there, it's a lot healthier for your scalp, and hair follicles will remain a lot healthier. So, again, if you're working out all the time, you have to wash it a little bit more. But the natural oils do help, and it can bring healing and not trash the hair follicles so much as, like you were saying, rubbing it a lot with a towel, blow-drying it with a lot of heat, and using a lot of chemicals. And make sure you use organic shampoos as well, free of a lot of the sulfides and the sulfates that create a lot of the foaming. And hopefully that will help. Keep me posted.
Hey, folks, have you ever really
really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Looking for ways to improve your health? Go to the next level. That's what we do. Also, if you're looking for our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, check them out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Tricia, you're next with us. How can I help?
I have a question in regards to my husband. About 4 days ago, he woke up with a, like his whole right arm was tingly and numb. He's 27. We took him to a walk-in clinic here in Nashville, actually Hendersonville, the other night. It was Friday night. They ran an EKG, some blood tests, and they said his heart came back normal. We were waiting on the blood test still. But we seem to think it's a pinched nerve. He's got some swelling in his wrist and his hand. They put him on prescription strength anti-inflammatory. They gave him a cortisone shot, and they have him on buccal relaxers for 5 days. And he's really, you know, really scared. And we weren't sure if you had any recommendations for how we might be able to alleviate the tingling and the numbness and maybe, you know, help him recover.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, if he's already gone and had some care by the physicians, I mean, it's a great thing. A lot of times when you've got an issue like that with a little bit of inflammation around a disc or a nerve, you know, resting is always a good thing to do, and letting the medication that they have, you know, prescribed or written out for him to kind of take effect, that's always a good thing. But, you know, I would probably look at one of two options, either physical therapy and have someone work with you there, or chiropractic physician would be a great way to go, too. Regardless of what you do, typically what research says around this is that you've got to let the swelling kind of come down before you can have any kind of therapy done. So, I mean, the way they treated him when he went in was right. I mean, they did a great job. And not everybody likes to take medicine, but at the same time, when you've got an issue like that, you've got to let the body, you know, resolve itself, because if you start doing any kind of movement around the nerve and there's a lot of inflammation, then you can really cause some issues, especially to the disc as well. So you just got to be really cautious with that. But I would look at that once the swelling has gone down, he's starting to feel a little bit better. Maybe go get some different opinions from some different avenues like physical therapy or chiropractic. They're both really, really good to look into. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now, or go online to the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Our email from the day brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me, of course, is a fantastic company that does genetic level testing for your nutrition. You can check them out at getgeneme.me. Ken in Louisville, Kentucky says, I went in for my physical last week, and the doctor told me that my prostate was a little swollen. I have some tests run, and I'm scared this might be cancer, but the doctor didn't seem to be troubled. What do you think? Well, again, when you've got something going on with the prostate, swollen at first, a lot of times it could just be prostatitis, okay? Pretty common. There could be an infection within the prostate. So, again, you know, something that can be easily handled with a round of antibiotics, most physicians would do, and that seems to be the standard of care. So you could look into that. And, of course, just follow what your doctor's telling you, first of all. I mean, don't step out of the bounds on that one and start going and look at all the natural directions. I don't think. That's just my opinion. You don't want to mess around the prostate. There's so many natural things you can do to keep prostate health in a good position. And, I mean, one of those is making sure that you look into foods that contain a lot of beta-sitosterol, which one of those is avocado. And avocado is proven to be helpful to the prostate gland tremendously. The other is making sure that the DHT levels, which is a conversion in testosterone, that it's not converting into this DHT, which can cause the prostate to swell. So again, nettle root has been known to be helpful for that, and you can do some research along those lines. But the prostate in general is something that all guys get concerned with. I mean, it's one of the biggest threats of cancer that we're seeing now. It's kind of like prostate is to a guy what breast cancer is to a woman, and men are seeing it more, even in the younger years. But sounds to me like that if your doctor's not too worried about it, then you shouldn't be either. Again, they see cases and cases and cases of that on a regular basis. Don't let that one get you all freaked out, that's for sure. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give us a call right now. We've got Janice down in Mississippi, wants to know what to do for a slow thyroid. It's a great question, and we're seeing it more and more. Women tend to have lower thyroid function than men, mainly because of one reason. One is that different body parts that you use, or that you have, rather, utilize iodine a lot more. And iodine is a trace mineral that we really don't get enough of, that we're mostly deficient in. And iodine is a trace mineral that's needed 150 micrograms for the ovaries, 150 micrograms for the breast tissue, and 150 micrograms for the thyroid. So, again, it uses it, the body uses it in a female much more than a male. And if you're not getting iodine, then what happens is the thyroid begins to slow down in function. It doesn't get what it needs nutritionally. And then, of course, things start to kind of break down. Now, the anterior pituitary gland is also a big driver for the thyroid. And so you might want to get some testing done if you're a physician. If you're a little concerned about that, you might want to check that, because it is a primary driver. A lot of times we don't really look at it, and folks don't in medicine. And it's always a good way to go. You can do an iodine loading test. There's urinalysis test that you can run, and some physicians will do that for you. So just keep that in mind. Big, big deal when it comes to low thyroid function. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can defend our families in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.